So far this year, about 300 Australians have died from the flu, and that's prompting researchers to look for better ways of treating the virus. In Melbourne, scientists think two existing drugs could hold the key to controlling the body's immune response and preventing death. With more, here's Samantha Donovan.
When you get a bad case of the flu, your body's immune system goes into overdrive. And scientists at the Hudson Institute of Medical Research say it's that physical overreaction, rather than the flu virus itself, that causes the tissue and organ damage which can kill.
Inflammation is our friend. You know, inflammation is good, but sometimes that inflammation becomes too much. It gets over-exaggerated. And that then becomes a problem for the body, because that starts causing tissue damage. You get a fever. You know, fever is the classic readout of inflammation that you're aware of. And that is actually then what can actually cause lethality.
Associate Professor Ashley Mansell says at the moment, doctors can't treat that inflammation effectively.
If you are admitted to hospital with hyperinflammation or excessive inflammation due to this flu infection, then really they'll give you fluids and hope for the best, maybe antibiotics in case you get a secondary infection. But we really do need anti-inflammatories to try to reduce that inflammatory load, so then the good inflammation can actually do its job and help you clear that infection.
The Hudson Institute researchers are investigating whether two existing drugs could be used to control the inflammation suffered by flu patients. Professor Mansell.
The two drugs we have, one's AZ with a very long numbers afterwards, so we just call it AZ. The other one is probenecid. They both have been through clinical trials before. Interestingly enough, probenecid's actually been around since the Second World War. It was actually developed as an antidiuretic to keep the very new penicillin in the system for longer. And so it's actually got a very good safety profile. It was part of the reason why we looked at it as being a good drug that could go forward very rapidly. The other one is AZ, that again targets that same complex that we're interested in, that drives that inflammation. And it's been through preclinical tests and safety profiles. The beauty of these drugs is they actually don't completely reduce inflammation. They just reduce it enough that actually you still get the good inflammation.
But Professor Ashley Mansell says it's not possible to use the drugs to treat flu inflammation just yet.
So what our studies have shown is we actually need to deliver it to where the source of the problem is, in the lung itself. It wasn't as effective when we actually gave it systemically in our model. So we need to be able to make it like a puffer of some sort to deliver that drug into where it's really necessary.
The research is being published in the British Journal of Pharmacology.
Samantha Donovan reporting.